Naughty at 6:40.
Now, this is where we get a little bit more risque in the show, and today's one is certainly a risky one. If you're a child going back to school today, maybe switch over the radio station. Why up so early? You got life to live, man.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah, go on.
Go back to bed.
Go on, go back to bed. Now, unless you need to get up this early because you've got a big commute ahead of you, in which case, get ready for school. Stop listening to the radio. Come back in a few minutes, but yeah? Yeah, that makes sense. I think we've cleared all the kids out because today's one is all about the movie experience, Carly.
Yes, the movie going experience. Mm. I went to the movies last night, actually.
Interesting. Did you get a popcorn bucket by any chance?
I just got the old paper ones.
Yeah, well, the popcorn bucket.
The old squares.
We know in the past that we love it when movies kind of like will make collectible things. You go, like the Taylor Swift, you saw it, they had the collectible cups.
Yes, she had collectible popcorn buckets, actually.
Absolutely.
Which I thought would double as a great, like, wine ice bucket.
I thought it looked like a good spew bucket. It's always good to have one of those in the house, you know what I mean?
It is.
Yeah. We don't have a good one at the moment. You know, back in the day,
Just use your Tupperware container everyone else?
You used to use the ice cream container, the emptied out,
Oh, that's right.
But we don't have one of those at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of my future of fatherhood if I need to invest.
Oh, you're going to need a spew bucket being your dad. Yeah.
Well, just for me when I'm changing nappies, am I right? But not here to talk about spew, instead, talking about something a bit more sexual. Now, I had to cast your attention back to Dune 2 that came out in cinemas a few months back.
Timothy Chalamet,
that
right?
That is correct. Now, I don't really know a lot about this movie in particular, but there is a particular creature that features in the movie that's quite prominent to the plot, and that is called a sandworm.
Okay,
so the creators behind Dune 2 were like, hey, we need to, you know, really make something special for the popcorn bucket. Let's put a sandworm on the popcorn bucket. Now, I've got a picture of it in front of you, Carly.
I'm looking at it now.
Now, can you imagine why the internet had fun with this and decided to make a lot of jokes about what it looks like?
Yes. So basically, on top of the popcorn bucket, they've got an add-on, and essentially it is a silicon round circle, and then it's met by a smaller circle, and that smaller circle is basically surrounded by rubbery bits.
Like, they're meant to be teeth of the worm, but instead it kind of looks a little bit more like an adult toy
for men. It looks like, so say you were to put your hand in and out of the popcorn bucket, would create a lot of friction on the hand.
Absolutely. And so, not to be outdone, Deadpool, obviously the comic book character Ryan Reynolds is behind it. He's decided to double down with the upcoming release of Deadpool and Wolverine. And he's gone harder. He said, hey, if Dune 2 are going to do this, I'm going to make one too. And so he hasn't even tried to be subtle. The popcorn bucket, now, there are some ideas floating around the internet. And basically, he is... sexualized the popcorn bucket.
Talk about putting the pop in popcorn.
Absolutely. He makes it seem like it's going to be a lot of fun going to this movie
alone. Once you pop, you can't stop.
That's exactly it. So keep your eye out for that one. He's insistent that he's going to do it, but create an adult popcorn bucket.
I've never seen a popcorn bucket with an R rating, but here we are.
Well, the movie itself's going to get a big rating.
Oh, my God, that's going to be, you know, that whole... you know, when people are digging around in the popcorn.
Yeah, man.
It's like, you're digging too long. Come on now.
Yeah, you are. So, look, I think I'll wait till that movie comes out on Disney Plus at home.
Surely they're not. The studios are not going to let him release this, surely.
They let him do what he wants. It's Ryan Reynolds.
That's true.
He makes the millions, gajillions.
Mm.
Do whatever you want.
Popcorn bucket pending, I guess.
I'll be watching it at home. There's no way I'm going to sit in the cinema with a bunch of, like, you know, nerds doing that. Absolutely not.
You just hear popcorn rustling around the whole movie.
Oh, God. No. We're three quarters in the movie. There's no way you have popcorn left. There's no way.